From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Comble. During the UM Systems Board of Curators meeting this morning, Interim System President Mike Middleton addresses priorities to keep the UM system moving forward. KBIA's Rodney Davis has more.
Middleton told the curators that the protests that eventually led to former UM Systems President Tim Wolf's resignation can be looked at as a burden or a chance for the University of Missouri to make a difference. Middleton says he's hoping for the latter.
These challenges we have faced present us with a unique opportunity to position the UM system as a national leader in how we address the social issues of combating racism, promotion of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Middleton says that as interim president, his two biggest priorities will be regaining trust in the UM system and addressing issues of diversity. For KBIE News, I'm Rodney Davis.
An environmental law firm is suing to block plans to sell St. Louis County parkland for the expansion of a national cemetery for veterans. The Great Rivers Environmental Law Center filed the lawsuit yesterday in St. Louis County Circuit Court on behalf of three local taxpayers. The county and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs have agreed to mutually appraise the value of a 38-acre section of Sylvan Springs Park that would broaden Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. The cemetery is the nation's fifth busiest military resting place. Officials have estimated that without expansion, it will run out of grave sites sometime in the next 6 years. Messages left today with spokespeople for the VA were not immediately returned. By a one-vote margin, residents of Columbia's Business Loop 70 Community Improvement District approved a half-cent sales tax yesterday. The tax passed by a vote of 4-3. Only 15 registered voters were eligible to cast a ballot for or against the half-cent sales tax, which is estimated to raise $200,000 annually once it begins to accrue in April 2017. CID Board President Tom May says he's now ready to move forward with long-overdue improvements to Business Loop 70.
I'm committed to mending fences, building trust, and pointing this ship in the right direction because everybody agrees that something needs to be done. So let's work together to get it done.
The election proceeded despite a last-minute request to postpone made on behalf of Jen Henderson. In a letter dated Tuesday, Henderson's attorneys raised concerns about the CID board conducting its own election because it has a direct financial stake in the outcome. Ashland residents are starting to see the effects of a $7 million bond ordinance passed in 2014. A $5 rate increase has been implemented for all water and sewer customers, and the city will begin to take bids for a new mechanical sewage plant early next year. Acting City Administrator Lynn Wolford says the new plant will help get the city back up to state requirements and also help with future growth. Wolford says if all goes to plan, the new plant will be complete late in 2017. I'm Nick Comple, KBIA News, Columbia.